If you've heard reports of increased aurora activity, there's a good reason for it. The sun is approaching the peak of its 11-year sunspot cycle, and that can trigger solar storms that affect the Earth. The northern lights, or aurora borealis, are a fluorescence in our atmosphere caused by the spray of high-energy particles from the sun. When these charged particles reach the Earth's magnetic field, they get funneled into ovals around our magnetic poles, where they rush down into the atmosphere and excite molecules of nitrogen and oxygen. So when is a good time to go out and look? There are several conditions that have to line up just right. First, you need a major eruption on the sun, like a solar flare or coronal mass ejection. Both of these release gigantic explosions of energy, and if directed toward Earth, they can reach our planet in 24 to 48 hours. If you know a geomagnetic storm is coming, you can prepare by finding a clear, dark observing site, especially toward the north. It helps to have little or no moon in the sky. Many times, the aurora will start a little before midnight as a faint, diffuse, greenish glow near the northern horizon. You might even mistake it for the horizon glow of a nearby town. So watch for the greenish color and changes in intensity. Green is the most common color in the aurora, emanating from oxygen molecules stimulated around 60 miles above the Earth's surface. Exceptionally intense magnetic storms can reveal red aurora, derived from oxygen atoms over 120 miles up. You can get solar flare and aurora alerts by checking the website called spaceweather.com. With the Delta College Planetarium in Bay City, I'm Mike Murray.